Genau, kann da mir sagt das Nase darf nun gehen und gehen am Alpha gehen das Master beginnt das words the Gemara. So the Gemara has the contradiction on Rava himself regarding if it has Rava Thomas and not. So the Gemara answers as Tesa quotes Basa the Shomer Rabbi Kiva. Oh, that was after he heard from Rabbi Kiva. Which Tesa says Kath Kosma Chasom. That's the text that we have in the Svarim. But the Spanish Maral, what that really means is Maritzen Lema. It's not clear what he means, what the Gemara means to say. But Gimkum, it's not so clear. Says Tesa Vila, Mr. Finn, but if I wasn't afraid of my teachers, I mean, I would have said Shesh Chasom Svarim that there's words missing from the text. We're Gesin May Percha, and the Gears has to be before the Gemara asks the opening words of this Amid to come. The Gemara says Rava. The Rava says, Oh, Leinitzach wasn't necessary. El should be Goshem and Rava Thomas. First, the Gemara should say, Amar Ukva. Mukva says, in response to what Rabbi said at the end of the previous Amid, Hacha b'shad regal she'im in Rabbi Eskin. Here the Mishnah we're talking about where it's a spine skull that does not have a quarter of a kav. Pidish, in other words, Mar Ukva b'litcha sa'at shuvah she'im Rabbi. Mar Ukva is coming to reject the proof that Rabbi brought. Nach ma'shay sa'at Rabbi, because Rabbi thought this time shad regal she'im in Rabbi, that generally a spine skull has a quarter of a kav of bones. But Dorach Mar Ukva, Mukva is rejecting. He says, no, the Mar Ukva b'shad regal she'im in Rabbi, that does not have a quarter of a kav of bones. And there's no raya. And therefore the Gemara then asks and says, wait a second, Rabbi Lesla has what? Does Rabbi not have the hold the smart himself? The Afshal Shadri goes, well, Rabbi is possible to have a spine skull without a quarter of a cow of bones, and therefore there's no raya like Rabbi wanted to bring on the previous Amud. But Vama Rabbi himself says, that's only necessary the Chiddush when there is no Rabbi Tzama. You see, he holds this himself. Shan the Gemara answers, you're right. After he heard from Marukfa this that he gives this answer over here, the Mukil ben Rebbe that he says is Tomat Shabbat and Rebbe. But that's weird. Elsewhere, Rabbi himself said the same idea, but originally he thought, like we had on the Havimina on the previous Havim. And says Taisis, it's not so schwer, it's not so difficult to do what I'm doing of editing the text, because V'chiyai Gavna. He gear Rashi Bezvachim Perek Sheni. This is similar to what Rashi in the second Perek Bezvachim of Chavavim Beis edits also. Show you because Mitzvah Kusha in the text there was a question about Chazal Sugim and the Svarim and the Sugim was really missing from the text. But gear Rashi Eteretz. Rashi edited the answer. Kibbushmait in the Kiddushanayim by the Sugya of Kiddushanayim sanctifying the hands. Bachanam Bishmait and here also this Sugya Shesha Kusha by Eteretz. You have the question without the answer. Yeshla gear Eteretz. You have to edit in the answer. We also find the Rebbe was in Dez Marukva. I can't lose my Ravsh. This has been the Perek Sheyichya that. It's not Rabbi Kiva, but Tamar Ukva. But Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov Mekinon, Yochel Yashav Gisa Svarm, he pushed to try to resolve the text of our Svarm. Busted the Sham Rabbi Kiva, that, like the words in our Gemara, it's after he heard from Rabbi Kiva. What it means says like this. The Rava, the Gemara is asking what? Rava himself says it's only necessary for when you don't have a Rebbe at some claim. In other words, so the Gemara's question is, Bechat has a good idea, Rabbi Hakukab entertained to say less, we must need to be Rebbe from Mishnah, but he goof, he would demokil, Bishop, because Shem and Rebbe Thomas, he himself says, Toma, when it does not have a quarter of a cow of bones. So Bishan, the Gemara answers, Bosa, Shem, Rebbe Kib, what does that mean? Meaning, Rebbe was not saying on our Mishnah, Mishnah, all is in the second parak. The Kachosha, Rebbe, there it's mentioned, the Gears says, at some ways, how about Mishnah Mesa, a quarter of a cow of bones that comes on two dead people, Bishop, because Mishnah Mesa, and the spine is called, it comes on two dead people, but Lloyd, so full of Shnoyach, and that's why we have to answer this answer. Before he heard that teaching Rabbi Kiva of coming from two dead people, Svirli Hilcha, ancient Rigulch, Laban Rabbi Thomas says, never, you never have such a situation that spine is called, not a quarter of a cow of bones. Shabbat, Rabbi Mesa, Rabbi Mesa, Shabbat, every Rabbi started to bring a ride from our Mishnah. God, that Kadlish, Rabbi Kiva, never heard that teaching Rabbi Kiva, and when he heard that teaching, then he says, oh, there must be such a thing as less, and then, yeah, he wouldn't have brought a ride from our Mishnah. Niktas Master to begin with of the Gemara says the Gemara Toshma. Let's bring a raya from the Brice that the Gemara brought on the previous daf to answer this question. It said Shama. I mean, he says if a letzim mechem shadim agudz, even one bone from the spine or the skull will have the halacha of the tumim. Now. The diik is medleiboy shama. From the fact that shama does not require letzim mechem, only one bone from the spine. Obviously, the Rabban who disagree with him. It's not enough for one bone, but it's enough for a quarter kav of bones from the spine. The elimination of the ratio, the Rabban Tam oil, that a quarter of a kav contaminates the oil, when it comes to the primary skeleton. And therefore, when you have a quarter of a kav from the shedra, I'm not even have to cut his hair for that. What's the riot? Because it says it's not logical to say such a wide dispute. Rabban, you have to have so much. I have a cup of shamit, sagabat, samat, going to shamit, it's enough with one bone. So the Gemara is assuming it must be that they disagree and they hold that it's enough with a quarter cup. But you see that a quarter cup would have this halacha. So on that, but the Gemara rejects and says, no, shana shamit de machma. Shama is different because he's stringent of Rabban, but could be the Rabban. The chatzi kav of Thomas, but they would require half a cup of bones, half mechad, even the spine, so that wouldn't answer the Gemara's question. Rabban Bachama, the Rabban Thomas mechad, the gold's my, could be that they're no different than the rest of the Rabban. They would also require chatzi kav. But then the Gemara says, as Taisa quotes towards the Gemara, okay, Lif Shemino, let's resolve from this, as Taisa explained the Idach, he's in the other way around. So the Bun being the Chazik Kav, the Koran Bun, you actually do need to have a Kav. Because the Shammah, the Machmah, in fact, the Shammah is so stringent, like Boy Le'at, Tzemech, they require one bone. Chal, the inference is, that's only because they're stringent. But the Rabban, Koran Bun, Shiucha, as the Girsa is, Rabbah, Boyu, that a large measurement they require, the Hanachatik of Avakab, because the Ilebel Rebekab, because they would only require a quarter of a cup, have Lefrush Chamrai. And the Bryce should have said also their stringency, like Shami specifies his stringency of the one bone. No, the Gemara rejects and says, as Tezuko said, the Gemara, no, Dimli Pligil as a Mecha, maybe the Machlaik is only requiring one bone, meaning to let me tumble oil or a bone, because it's not going to tumble oil. Avad Reva, but the quarter of a cup maybe would be Metami. And as Tezuko addressed, it says, well, Chush Lefrush Masai, they weren't concerned about saying their stringency of a quarter of a kav of bones. Next is Master begin words of the Gemara, where Rabbi Eliezer said that as Tzitz quotes the words of the Gemara, the Kenim Rishayim, the earlier elders, Miktsas Nayamim, some said Chatzik Kavatzamasis, half a kav of bones, Chatzik Loig Dam, and a half a leg of blood, like calls for everything, meaning Shemhel Aleim, that if he leans over them, so Tame, as the Girsa of Merabanchberg is Bein Lanazir, Bein Latrimo, Lakachim. Meaning, this agrees with Mishnah Masechet Zos that says that the Truma Kachim is going to have a Tumas of oil, even in the quarter of a Kav, a quarter of a leg here, no, saying for everything it's going to be a half a leg, half a Kav. But as Tzitz quotes the words of the Gemara, but some said, Afafi is Dam. No, even a quarter of a leg of Dam, but some is a quarter of a Kav, about like coil for everything, meaning Afla Nazar, even for the Alachav Nazar doing the Taglachas, which Tzitz points out, there's a kin, these others again, they disagree with Mishnah over here, which says actually, for the Nazir, you need to have a half a cup. But then, as Tzitz quotes the third opinion, the later courts, they said, no, everything needs a half a cup of bones, a half a leg of dam, meaning Avla Nazir also, but the Halach of Nazir, Gedam, Asin, Aglu, and Mishnah. But as Tzitz quotes the words of Gemara, Reba Tzomis, Rebi is dam, a quarter cup of blood, of bones, and a quarter of a leg of dam is L'Truma L'Kadshim, for Truma and Kadshim, meaning that Malalim Tomei, the one who leads over them is going to be Tomei, that's Gedam, Asin, besides all, that's the commission, besides all this. Avol, as the words of the Gemara, Leila Nazir, but it's a Pesach, but not for the Nazir, the one who does the Karm Pesach, well, the Gemara, and that's the halacha that they had tradition. For some of the Kamasdin, and they hold like our Mishnah, they know Nazir Megaleach, love Klav, and Nazir is not Megaleach, if it's less than a Chatzi Kav, a Chatzi Lai. And Nazir was not Megaleach, it was not Nazir, it was not like Mishnah, 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 which is with a quarter of a cup. Kibes and Achren, Sabi, Ketan, Mastin, Ketan, all this. That's because the Bas and Achren holds the Tan of our Mishnah and Tan of Mishnah, Mishnah, all this. And Rabbi Ranchberg says that really, here should be Dir Maschaba in Dash Lishas, which said later on. But Tayyus continues, says, Yesh Mafarshim, some explain Achrash Lishas, that you have this third opinion deciding, meaning Hainu Tamid, these are the students, meaning Shabez and Achrin, Hoyu Tamidim, Lizkin Mershem, that the later court were students of the earlier elders. Now, Parak, everything more asked, but in Achrash Lishas Machras, here, it's not going to be like the third opinion is going to weigh out the Machlekis of the first two opinions. Because I've seen the Hach, I've seen the Hasan, the Holies. Meaning the question is like this: Mishnah over here, and the Mishnah says all this. Kibes Nachan Sfira. They, as we just explained, they hold like the, or you could say either one, which one holds like which. But that's like the opinion of the later court. Machlad Dachir. So that infers that that's like the Halacha. I mean, Halacha is like that because we see Stam Masdin like that. Mishum Dabul Machriya. That would sound like because they're the deciding force. You have Reuben saying A, Shimon saying B, and then Levi says either A or B. That would be two against one. The problem is, as Tzitz explained the Gemara's question, but in Dash Lishas Machras, he don't have a third opinion weighing out the Machlekes of the first two again, because in Dash Lishas, this third opinion, time of the Asma, it's not A or B, it's actually C. Why is that? Kirashen Legilu Daitim, because the earlier Zagan didn't reveal any intent. She Royal Chag Ben Nazareth and Pesach, Lachuma Kachim, that should be any reason to differentiate between Nazareth and Pesach and Chuma Kachim. They were either extreme, either everything Chazekab or everything a quarter of Kab. Besides, So, here you have a third opinion that's differentiating. You're right. It's not really because of machras of the shlishes. It's because they had a tradition. And therefore, they're the labor courts held. Listen, to rely on their teaching. Do like the Nevi'im, but not because they were the deciding vote. Next, Tyson asked the begin words of the Mishnah said Elu Hanaz Meglech. It says it two times. So Al Elu is a mute. So Tzitz quotes the words of Gemara, Al Elu the Reisha is Mote Etzim Gesaris, to exclude bone the size of a barley corn. That's not going to be Tamei Ba'oil. Which Tzitz says, Vavgav the Behed Yigitan, although the Mishnah explicitly teaches Al Etzim Gesaira, therefore the bone the size of a barley corn, Al Magum Masa, it's only Tamei for touch and carrying the Bashma, that sounds like Aval Ali Loi, but for oil it's not going to have. So you could say, yes, the Tani, it's teaching it through the inference of Al Elu, and the Mahat Mavash then explains it explicitly. So to the, as Tzitz quotes Al Elu the Seifa, where it says Al Elu, Hanoz Megaleach. Again, in the Sefer. Let's move to Eben Aschachis, which just explains what that means. It's Eben HaMesach La'aretz. It's a stone that protrudes, that covers over the ground. I mean, there's two or three stones that are coming out of the wall, but there's tumah beneath one of them. It goes beneath one of them, and he doesn't know if he went over the tumah. That is not going to have the halacha of oil that the nuzah is going to have to be megaleich. Now, because that's a little bit difficult, because the sefer explicitly teaches. I mean, the next mishnah says alaschachas b'chayis megaleich, but it's halacha of the protrusions and from the overhangs. You don't have to be megaleich, so it says that. So we have to say the Hakadami told him Parashir also it says it and then explains it like the case of the one the size of barleycorn. That's Maharav, that's from Maharav Rabbeinu Peretz Shechir.